Welcome back to episode 2 with Mel and Kate.
Why you can't have nice things?
Today's episode is going to be about...
We're going to be talking about relationships, both platonic and romantic ones. We are going to be reading off some questions slash some situations that you guys sent in a while ago. I was originally going to do a video about this on my YouTube channel, but we started rebranding it right around the time that I got these. So I was just like, I'll just save them. So yeah, we are finally going to be answering your guys' relationship questions, platonic and romantic ones, and giving you guys some advice. So I hope you guys are excited because we are. I guess I will start off first. All right, this is a situation.
Okay.
Hi, so I just started college and no plans on having a romantic relationship to anybody, just school. But then I met this guy, he's my classmate. He's kind of quiet and then super smart outside of our class, and I have a thing for smart guys because intelligent is fucking sexy. True. And then I like him and I started giving signals. And he started to receive it. He's cool. He also helps a lot of students on academics. He's kind, thoughtful, like he's from a book for real. I'm not even kidding. And then one day I found out that he already had a girlfriend. Or he didn't clarify it for me, which is kind of alarming because I've been giving him signals that were so obvious and he picked up on it and he was receiving it in a manner like he also likes me too. But then he has a freaking girlfriend, and that turned me off. I feel like he's cheating, and I feel horrible. I did some background check on him, but I didn't find any girlfriend on his social medias because he's so low-key, there and now.
Okay, so, first impression.
Honestly, girlfriend, if you're, like, even though he has, like, no, like, trace of her on his social media, like, usually guys like that are the ones that cheat.
Yeah, but I also will say that, if you're in a relationship and you're not telling, I'm not saying like the second you have someone come up to you, you have to be like, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Don't even talk to me. But like,
it should naturally be slipped in there.
It should naturally come up in conversation within the first couple like conversations that you have.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, what I will say is that he's probably just loving the attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't mean he'd do anything. Mm-mm. But just the fact that he's entertaining it, girl.
Honestly, run. Our advice, I think I can speak for both of us on this, run far fucking away. Far. Like, not only is that, like, disrespectful to his girlfriend, but, like, if he's doing that to you, who says he's not going to do it? Like, if you guys were to get in a relationship, who says he's not going to do that again? You know what I mean?
Right, but he also, like, has a girl, now we walk away.
Yes, walk away.
We could, like, do some investigating and find out who this girl is. Like, mm-hmm. That's just me. Like, I would be the girl to, like, hit a girl up. Hey, girly!
Yes, no, honestly, like, if he's been, like you said, receiving it and, like, picking up on it and kind of, like, returning it, if you want to, you could find her and you could tell her because...
Like, for real, I could find her. Just give me 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes.
But yeah, I honestly, I know it sucks because you probably like this guy a lot, but like, honestly, there are so many other guys out there. You don't want to settle for somebody who's not going to give you your all. Should I be afraid for this
person? Okay. Hi. Oh. If you're comfortable enough to talk about it, what is your relationship status now? I'm new to your channel, and then I binge watch all of it, and then I happen to see the video with your BF on the bookstore, but then suddenly you became single, ?
To answer the question, my relationship status, I am single. I've been single since February? Yeah, beginning of February.
Yeah.
Not with the boyfriend that you saw on my YouTube channel. Him and I broke up about a year and a half ago. We have no bad blood between us. We just didn't work out. He's still, like, one of my closest friends. No bad blood there. I am single. I've been with somebody since then, but we broke up back in February. There's that tea. But yeah, that's that. What's your relationship status?
I'm taken. I've been in a relationship since October of 2018.
So for 5 years.
Almost. Four and a half.
Oh.
4.5, almost 5 years.
Damn.
I'm 21. We high school sweethearts and all.
We love it. It's so cute. We love that. But yeah, that is our like relationship background. We probably should have started that with that question, but whatever.
It's fine.
How to get rid of a toxic friendship when that person is in your class. That's pretty difficult.
So I have a story time for that one.
Oh, go for it.
Because this is like more like high school.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really had college friends.
Well, not even just that, but, like, our college is so big that, like, chances of us, like, being in the class with, like, somebody we're not friends with anymore is pretty slim.
And, like, college, everyone that I was friends with in college, I've known since I was little.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went to a really small high school, so there were, like, I think there were maybe 100 people in my graduating class.
Oh, shit.
It was small. So, like, everyone knew everyone. Everyone knew all my business. Like, I was the talking point, right?
You were the talk of the town.
And I had this one friend who, like, no matter what, like, I could literally tell her a lie. The entire school would know it by the end of the day. Like, yeah. Like, it was just, I was finding new stuff out about myself every single day.
Like, wow, I didn't know that about myself.
Yeah, I'd be like, ooh, what am I going to learn about me today? You know what I mean? Like, it was just always something new. I'd walk in, and there'd be pictures of me on the walls.
That's, like, straight out of a movie.
The girl, I was trending on Twitter. Because people were like, hashtag Coco was a great time this year, good time this year, whatever. Teachers were coming up to me because they had seen the posts. Those pictures were all over the high school walls.
Like, you straight up lived nightmare high school experience. Oh, like, from a movie.
It was so bad.
Oh my god.
It was so bad. But there was, I don't know, like, there were so many different relationships that I had in high school that just, like, went so sour so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And
both platonic and
romantic. Yeah, like, I guess this question's about, like, friendship, mm-hmm. but there was this,
I feel like we can talk about both, because both are pretty important. Yeah,
there was this ex that I had in high school.
Oh, is this the one that I've been thinking of?
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. His code name was Steak. We'll stick with that. We'll stick with that. He's probably listening to this. I only say that because he do be watching everything I post.
No, okay, but that's how it works. When somebody fucks up and they know they fucked up, they watch your shit religiously.
Well, but, like, just, like, to preface, like, this was, like, early high school relationship with a football player who just, like, had no bounds on who he was messing around with. Mm-hmm. And he was in all my classes. Like, literally all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to, like, you know, be cool girl after the breakup and be like, oh, yeah, like, you still my bestie for the restie. Like, I don't care. You didn't hurt me. No. I would literally be sitting in English class and Mance would be harassing me in the classroom. The teacher would move my seat and then we'd find out that, like, oh, now he's sitting next to the other girl that he's been messing around with, who's my friend the entire, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There was just all, like, it was hashtag toxic friendship, right? Like, that's, like, your question. That's why I'm telling the story. And it was really hard to kind of cut that off, like, all those friendships that were involved in that situation, strictly because, like, the school was so small, right? So, like, no matter what, like, someone in class had an opinion. It was,
yeah.
I mean, these arguments were on Twitter. Like, it got blown up.
It was public information.
People from other schools, like, were getting involved in this argument. Because it was just, like, so, like, dragging names. Well, a girl would literally say something to me, but, like, without adding me. So I told her, like, at me. Like, yeah. At me.
No, seriously.
And she's like, I'm not talking about you.
I'm sorry to interrupt a little bit, but that is, like, one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, if you're gonna talk shit about me and, like, talk, like, badly right. about me, like, just at me. Have the nerve to, like, say it to my, well, for, actually, instead of having the nerve to at me, have the nerve to say it to my face, because right. we both know you can't.
Right, so it was really funny, because I posted a TikTok a couple months ago, I think it was, and the sound was...
Oh, is this the one where you were, like, I was trending on... I think I know which one, TikTok.
It was where,
we got into fights, like, on Twitter.
Well, no, like, people would post screenshots on Twitter.
Yeah,
I didn't really know what to say. Like, I think it was something about, like, that. And everyone involved in that situation double-tapped on that video. It was so hard, because everyone knew everyone's business and all that stuff.
Especially with, like, a small little school like that. Like, it's hard to not...
Right. And, like, when I think about how I got out of those toxic friendships was... Especially because everything was so integrated at my school that, like...
You kind of had
my friend group was the school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I found one friend that, like, was completely uninvolved.
Mm-hmm.
And I started hanging out with her. And then, like, we got our own little friendship circle going. I still hang out with those people every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, having that support system to, like, back me up, first of all, but then also to distract. Yeah. Because if you are feeling like you're, like, you want to leave a toxic friendship, it's so hard to do that when you are so scared of being alone.
Yeah.
Because that's a big...
It's totally valid. Like, it's... I think we've all been there where the reason we don't leave a friendship or a relationship is because, like... we don't want to be alone, and, like, we trust that person, we talk to that person all the time, but, like, at the end of the day, if that person is toxic, you are not losing anything
I had,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a friend in high school that, like, our relationship was so toxic that not only was I talking to the counselor about her, but she was talking to the counselor about me. Like, it was just a whole, like, like, we needed a marriage counselor for our friendship at, like, 16, 17 years old.
That is
like, that's how you know.
I think also a big aspect of it is you have to have a level of respect for yourself and a level of self-awareness that, like, if this person is not benefiting you in the way that they should be as a friend, that's not the kind of person that you want in your life.
Right.
Or need in your life. And, like, I understand how it's very difficult to, like, stop being friends with the person, especially when you have, like, a class with them, or maybe you live with them, or, you know, you just see them every day, but, like, maybe have a conversation with this person and be like, hey, like, I don't feel like this friendship is, like, benefiting me anymore, and honestly, I know that's scary to have that conversation, but their response to it is not your responsibility.
Exactly.
They can respond how they want because their feelings are valid.
You can't control that.
But you can't control how they respond. And at the end of the day, if this person is truly not something that you want in your life, and they aren't giving you, like, what you need in your life, cut them out.
I would also say that if they're not who you want to be like, in a year, like, why are you hanging out with them?
Yeah.
Like you're just going to keep grabbing on to their personality and their habits, and if that's not what you want to look like, then why are you surrounding yourself with them? Sorry. So this one actually has a lot to do with what we're already talking about, so I'm gonna skip one that you can go back to later. Hi, just wanted to start with how much I love you and your videos.
Thanks.
For context, I am 16 and have one sister. I have been going through a tough time. My best friend moved to another state recently and has not reached out to me at all.
Oh.
I'm going through that, babe. I feel like I lost a confidant. I have other friends, but they all have best friends and or a significant other. Mm-hmm. My social anxiety makes it really hard for me to make new friends. And lately, I just feel stuck. My sister left for college, and I feel like our relationship has a major gap in it now. When we used to be very, very close, and now we are both way too busy to talk as often as we used to. Mm-hmm. Other than that, my father got a job promotion that requires a lot of his attention. I'm proud and happy for him, but I also miss the time we normally have together. He works later than usual and has gone away on business trips a couple of times already. On top of everything, I have a heavy workload for my school and not a lot of time to make for myself. I feel as though I'm all alone and not being heard. Any advice on my situation, it would be extremely appreciated, XOXO.
First and foremost, I am so sorry you're going through all that because that fucking sucks, and I can understand 110% how lonely that feeling is, especially with how busy you are and then just, like, not feeling like you have anybody to go to. Like, that is incredibly isolating and difficult to go through. One thing I do want to say is you're not alone in going through that. Like, I feel like a lot of time when I get in kind of situations like that, I kind of, like, self-isolate myself after a little bit because I'm like, shit, like, nobody else is feeling this way. Mm-hmm. Like, but just know that, like, you are not the only one who's going through something like that, and, like, what you're feeling is completely and totally valid.
So I'd say let's break this down a little bit because there's so much to it. So as for your friend leaving and you feel like she hasn't reached out, so there's, like, I like to play devil's advocate.
I was going to say maybe she's, you know, feeling the same way. Like, she just moved to a new state. Like, she's making new... Like, your feelings are totally valid.
Yeah,
I
love to play devil's advocate. Yeah. I feel like, especially when you move... Because, like, I've moved not out of state, but, like, 30 minutes away. And that caused enough separation. I felt like my friends were making new friends. And I wasn't making any. Mm-hmm. And I was missing out because everyone that was friends in middle school is still friends.
Yeah.
and I'm just kind of, like, here. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? And, like, you kind of, like, you get your own lives.
Yeah.
And it can be really hard, especially nowadays when people have this mentality of, well, they don't reach out to me, so why would I reach out to them? And, like, the worst part is that usually, like, when that's me, when I'm that person, the other person I'm talking about is usually doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, if no one's breaking the ice, then, like, you know, it goes two ways. Mm-hmm. But in your situation, if you've
tried reaching out, and they
I'd say aren't that after a couple times, like, that's where I'm at, where it's, like, I have just reached out so many times. Too many times, to be honest.
It's not recuperated on the other end. It's
right.
Not,
it's like if they cared enough, then they would.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't just go for romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. It's like if they wanted to, they would.
Yeah.
And it is fully possible to have a long distance best friendship.
Oh, absolutely.
And my dog is like really loving this microphone. Like she's so interested in what's going on.
She's like, let me talk.
Hey, BB.
If it's a friendship that you still want to keep and you still want to make effort towards, reach out towards her, you know, ask her how, you know, she's doing, how she's adjusting. If she doesn't, you know, reach back out or she doesn't make, and you notice that she doesn't, like, make an effort to, you know, keep your guys' friendship alive as much as you do, I think then at that point, that's when you need to decide whether this is something worth holding on for, keep trying for or not.
I would also say, when it comes to making new friends and that being difficult because of your social anxiety, girl, same.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm a very extroverted person.
You are.
But I also have trouble making friends. Yeah. Because even though people love to say that they love me.
actions prove otherwise.
Yeah, like saying hi every once in a while is different than, like, having someone to just go hang out with. Like, Melissa lives, like, when she's at school, she's an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away from me. And when she's at her home, she's, like, 40 to 50 minutes away from me, which is still, like, it's medium distance.
You know? Yes, exactly. Medium distance. But it's still, like, a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like the way that we've kept in touch is that we're the type of people who, like, sometimes we talk every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go a while
talking.
But, like, we still talk like we have talked every day. Yeah.
And, like, when we say, like, we go a while without talking, like, there's not, like, no bad blood there. Like, we're both adults. Like, we have very busy lives. Yeah. Kate has a fucking actual job. I'm up at school doing YouTube and working on the podcast full time and then school, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, like, we both have our own lives. But, like, when we come back together, we make that, like, quality special time.
Right. And I also think that if you don't know how to make friends, I'd say, like, figure out what you like to do. Because if you don't have a hobby, it's gonna make this really difficult. I don't have any hobbies, which is I think why it's so difficult for me. So, you know, I'm calling the kettle black. One of the best ways you can make friends is to put yourself in situations to make friends.
Yeah.
Like, I got involved in like for a couple weeks there was some kind of church small group. I was like, yeah, sign me up. Because girl doesn't have any friends. So then you get to meet people there.
It's one of those things where you kind of have to realize, like, okay, yes, I have social anxiety, but do I want to stay in this state of being lonely forever, or do I want to take the risk? Maybe it doesn't go well, but you still made that risk to make a friend. And that risk alone, like, just making that first step will make it easier for the next times that you do it.
Best thing to do in those
take that risk.
Not even that. I love a good adrenaline rush. I've said this before, and I'll say this again. Adrenaline and anxiety are the exact same feeling.
They really are.
It's the same hormones. It's just how you look at it.
Yeah.
So if you're getting really anxious, start looking at it like, ooh, I have an adrenaline rush. I'm going to use this. You do that a couple times, your body starts to register that. And if you're still just like, I'm not that type of person to go and talk to someone random. Girl, there's this thing called acting.
pretend you're a fucking actor. Like,
yeah, I like
pretend you're
something
else.
I love to do is to pretend like I am Emma Chamberlain doing Vogue.
Like, it's especially, well, no, it makes sense though, because like if you yourself can't do it, pretend you're somebody else, or pretend like you're acting. And I know it sounds like really bad, like, to say that way, like pretend like you're acting to make friends. Like, we're not saying like pretend to be somebody else, like still be yourself.
Right. Pretend like you have confidence.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Pretend you have confidence, because I'm gonna be really honest with you, half the time I'm fucking faking my confidence, because if I just like fucking fucking fake it, I become DeLulu enough to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm confident.
You also said your sister left for college. That's just normal. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, when you said you're 16. Okay, so, like, when you leave for college, there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. Like, you really don't have any time. Like, I'm home from college, and I still don't even talk to my sister that much.
Yeah.
Because there's just, like, now I got a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? It's natural to have
a little bit of a...
Yeah, like, a little bit of a gap. It'll a come...
distance.
It'll come back together when she comes home.
I wouldn't even call it a gap, really, but I would... It's you're growing up.
Yeah.
I feel like a
it's
lot of...
It's just one of those changes that's, like, difficult.
I feel like... I saw this on TikTok the other day, and it was mostly talking about, like, Gilmore Girls. Have you watched Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how, as, like, Rory and, oh my god, what's her, Lane get older, like, they kind of talk a little less, they kind of hang out a little less.
Right.
And I saw this TikTok the other day, and this totally pertains to this, so just bear with me. I saw this TikTok the other day where it was talking about, like, how Rory was an awful friend, she barely talks to Lane, like, they barely hang out, all this kind of stuff, yada, yada, yada. But, like, that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, Lane grew up and got married and had a kid young.
Mm-hmm.
Rory went off to college and at, like, an Ivy League school. Like, it's normal to grow distant. It doesn't mean that you, like, your friendship has changed, so to say. Like, you guys are still the same people. You still are the same people when you're together. It's just you have two different lives. And at this age, like, going off to college is where you're figuring out what you want to do with your life. So you're putting a lot of that effort into that and not a ton of, I don't want to say not a ton of effort into, like, making friends because it sounds wrong the way I say it, but, like, you're just, your priorities are a little, they're just changing.
I mean, one of my best friends I see once a year, like.
My friend Micaiah, I see her once a year.
We're trying, like,
we FaceTime all the time.
We're literally sending each other screenshots of our schedules for the next 2 months trying to figure out when we can get. Like, sorry, that's adulthood.
That is just straight up adulthood.
But
I'm not saying that, like, in a like a bad way, kind of, like, to diminish, like, how you feel. It's totally valid you feel, like, that gap. But just know that it's completely normal.
Yeah.
And it's just part of growing up. That's
and
all
something I will say, too, is all of this stuff that's, like, stressing you out right now, like, all the stuff that's in your little response
isn't much you can control.
Well, not even that, but it's all change related. And I think that it could help to kind of just change the perspective that you're looking at it with too, because change doesn't always have to be such a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, it's definitely scary. Change is definitely scary.
Right.
I will admit that.
Oh,
like,
it's paralyzing.
Good or bad change, it's scary because you're used to a certain way for so long, and then it changes, and then you don't know how to, you know, function in that new way.
Right.
And it's completely valid, but I wouldn't get hung up on it so much because I feel like the more you get hung up on it, the more you're just gonna spiral into, like, a state of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it just, girl, put that work into yourself. Like, I know that's, like, scary.
Spend time doing things by yourself that you would have been doing with these other people too, because it can be so easy to be like, well, I don't have anyone to do these things with anymore, so I just sit in my room and I keep isolating and all this stuff. If you used to, like, go take pictures with your friends, go take pictures by yourself.
Yeah.
If you used to go get coffee with your friends, go do it
by yourself.
I ate Noodles and Company by myself inside.
Back last fall, you guys follow me on Instagram, you guys know I love hockey. I talk about it far too fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's literally rolling her eyes at me right now because I love hockey. I grew up with hockey since I was a little kid. And I, junior year of college, I had a boyfriend. This was, like, towards, like, the end. And I had him come with me and all that kind of stuff. And then we broke up. And I stopped going to the games because I was like, I don't have anybody to go with. And then, like, none of my other friends liked hockey. So I was like, well, shit, like, I can't go to the games. Like, this fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But then this past fall, I bought season tickets. And I was like, you know what? I bought season tickets. I'm not going to let it go to waste. Fuck it. I'll just go by myself. And I think I went to, like, 2 or 3 games by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was the most fun I've ever fucking had. Like,
I love it's just, me days.
It's they're so, like, rejuvenating. Like, I feel like I come home from a me day and I feel good about myself. Like, I put the work and the effort into myself that I would normally put into somebody else, and it feels so rewarding.
My go-to me day is I will wake up super early, grabbing my good, like, my favorite CD, mm-hmm. like, jamming out to that in my car. I'll go on a drive that I don't need to go mm-hmm. on. I'll go to the library and just sit in the parking lot.
Yeah, read, like, yeah. there, honestly, I get a lot of my, like, self-date ideas from, like, Pinterest, so, like, you mm-hmm. know, going to the bookstore, like, even if you're not gonna buy a book, like, just roam. Like, I did that, like, I literally... Like, I kid you not, like, a week and a half ago, I went to Barnes & Noble, and I roamed down the aisles for, like, 3.5 hours, and I didn't even buy anything, but it was so therapeutic to just put on my headphones, listen to Taylor Swift, fucking roam the aisles for 3.5 hours. It was so much fun.
I love to take myself to, like, any kind of Home Goods.
Yeah.
Or Better Health.
Ooh.
Better Health just gets me in that mindset.
Like, You're like, I want to be the best version of myself possible.
Yeah, for reals.
But yeah, I hope that gave you some advice, help. Honestly, I really think just putting yourself first right now is going to be your best bet. Next question. What are green and red flags in friendships and romantic relationships? How do you go about talking to someone you like, especially at school when they are surrounded by many of their friends?
Okay, let's break that down yes. before we even get into any of it.
Let's focus on the green and red flags in friendships first.
Yes, okay. We'll start with red flags.
Because red flags are so fucking easy. I'm sorry, but like, I've gone through so many fucking friendship breakups within the past, like, 8 years that, like, I have, like, a list now of, like, things that are, like,
We'll just spitball these, okay? Red yeah. flags. I'm gonna say bullying.
That's a big one.
There, in no way is it acceptable for my friend to tell me that I look bad in something.
No. And I feel like if you do look bad in something, there's a nicer way to fucking
say it. I got bullied for wearing Wranglers before their time.
Jesus.
And guess what? I got bullied for wearing my Fila's, too. And then what happened? A year later, everyone's wearing the Fila's. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I was ahead of the trend because, damn. You know, that's me.
That's not the kind of friendships we want here.
Pathological liar.
Oh my God. Because I've had some fucking pathological liar friends.
That one pisses
There's
me off.
There's no context needed for that one.
There's absolutely no context for that one.
Another kind of fucking red flag in a friend is a friend who always expects you to be there for them, but then, you
it's
know.
Is never there
yeah,
for you.
That, no. That's not okay.
Another red flag, getting mad at you for literally no reason.
Or, like, little things.
Yeah, like, once my best friend didn't talk to me for 3 weeks because I returned a guy's hoodie. Because I broke his heart. I'm still friends with him.
Also, like, how does that pertain
to
her?
We weren't dating.
How does that pertain to her?
I broke his little heart. The entire school didn't talk to me for 3 weeks because she told everyone. Another red flag. Any kind of flirting with any of your boyfriends.
Dude, that's so fucked up. I can't believe that happened to you. Not once, but multiple fucking times.
What's really funny is, thinking of the red flags, I was just thinking of specific people and what they would do.
Oh,
that would,
no. Like... that's what I was saying. Like, when I think of red flags and friendships, like, I think back to, like, my friendships that failed mm-hmm. because I learned something from those, and those yeah. are, like, the red flags that I learned from them. So, like, sorry that I associate you with the red flag, but, like, if the shoe fits, the shoe fits. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, like...
You know what? I'm not done with red flags.
Go off, girl. Kate's gone through some really traumatic shit this
like,
week.
Like, I'm just gonna say this, and I'm gonna say it real quick and right now. Red flag is you invite them to everything, and then all of a sudden, like, they start getting invited, and then stop inviting you.
Yeah.
Because that's when you start getting cut off. Green flags.
Green flags. I feel like a big green flag in a friend is someone who is always going to be there for you and always is going to show up, like, at your best and your worst days.
A green flag is someone who will understand when you ghost them for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying, like, that sounds so bad the way we said it. Like, our friendship is so, like, we've gone, like, what, like, a month mm-hmm. or so without talking before, but it's, like I said, it's not that we don't have, like, bad blood, like, going on during that time, it's just our lives are so busy that, like, sometimes we don't have enough time to just sit down and, like, FaceTime or talk or text. Like, it's
a green flag is someone that you can text, "Are you mad at me?" with, like, out starting yeah. an argument.
yeah, no, for sure, absolutely, 110%. I feel like also a friend that is always gonna include you, thinks about you, mm-hmm. and, like, is, like, very, like, self-aware. Like, say you have, like, triggers or stuff like that, like, they're self-aware of stuff like that, and mm-hmm. they don't go out of their way to, like, trigger you, obviously.
I just moved to a new place of my country alone without my parents, and I'm in year 11, 16 years old. 3 months ago, I lost all my friends, so I decided to move and start a new life. At age 16, girl.
That's rough, but good for you.
Since I came here, I don't know if things are getting better or not. It's been 3 months already, and I haven't made a single friend, and that makes me feel so much anxiety. Sometimes I wonder if it's any type of social anxiety or whatsoever. I don't know if this is usual, but I always feel like I bother people if I talk to them. So I'm always waiting for them to talk to me, but that never happens. Relatable. Anyways, I like staying on my own, but I'd like to have somebody to talk to in my lows. So I'm always in a down mood. Thank you so much for listening, and sorry for my English, not my native language.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Also, huge thanks for all of your content. It has helped me a lot to go through.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, so, like, props to you. I could never, I had such bad 16? Separation anxiety at age 16.
16 is so young to, like, move, what, she said, across the country?
Yeah.
That is, one, very difficult. Honestly, I applaud you for being able to do that, because 16 is so young. When I think about where I was at 16, like...
Yeah, I'd also say, like, you're so young that, like, when you say that you want to start a new life and, like, you feel like you're not getting there because it's been 3 months and you feel like you haven't made progress, first of all...
It's going to take time.
It's going to take time, and you have so much of it, girl. Yeah. Like, you have so much time.
To figure everything out. Like, I know it's... I completely understand what you're saying when you say, like, it's been 3 months, I feel like there's been no progress, because I feel like in our head, like, especially in my head, like, I feel like when I, like, set my mind to something, I expect it to change overnight, but I have to, like, reality check myself. And
right.
Like, that's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen. It may not happen in 2 months. It may not happen in 3 months. It may not happen in a year. But, like, you...
Excuse you. Lay down, please.
You have so much time in the world to figure out everything. And I know that, like, no change within 3 months can be very, like, you know, frustrating. But you gotta realize that, like, it's gonna take time. Especially when you make such a big move like that at so young. Like, you've gotta readjust to life. You've gotta readjust to doing school. You've gotta readjust to, like everything. So,
yeah,
it's completely normal. Completely normal. I mean, like, I don't... Shit, when I went to GVSU, I think I didn't make my first friend until, like, November. And I was, like, there for, like, four months leading up to that. And I, like, did not have any friends, and I hung out by myself.
I also say this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, like, the whole, like, adrenaline rush versus anxiety thing.
Yeah.
And putting yourself in situations where you meet people that do, like the same things that you like.
Yeah, like, go to events that you like doing. Like, if there's, like, a pickleball tournament or whatever the fuck. What's different
about this one, though, is that she said that she always feels like she'd bother people if she talked to them, so she's always waiting for them to talk to her, which never happens.
Honestly, girlfriend, if you're feeling that way, I bet you $10 the other person is also feeling that way.
Yeah, plus, like, as someone that's not looking for... a friend, like, you're not gonna be thinking that you need to go up and talk to someone, but that doesn't mean that you wouldn't be great friends with them. So, like, I would love for someone to come up to me and be like, hey, like, what are you doing, whatever. Like, even if you're just at a park, like, if I walk by someone, I always start talking to them. I'm like, it's like practice, right? Because you're never gonna see them again. Just be like, hi, how are you? Like, pretend like you're working at Bath and Body Works.
No, that's actually really smart, though. Like, I feel like also, like, it, again, goes back to, like, the whole thing. Like, you've got to take the risk, and if nothing happens, nothing happens. Like, you don't lose anything, you don't, it's practice. Like, see that as practice. Like, if nothing comes of it, see it as practice.
I'd also say that therapy is great. So if you're feeling like you're always in a down mood, and you want someone to talk to you in your lows, like, in the meantime, like, get a therapist.
Therapy is so helpful. And I know, like, therapy can be really, really expensive, but there are also online options, too. It, like, honestly, if it doesn't work,
When I say try it out, I don't mean once or twice. Like, you gotta commit for, like, 3 months before you can give up.
And, like, the thing is, too, is, like, if you realize that, like, the person that, like, you're talking with, you're not vibing with, change it up. Like, you do not have to stay with one therapist. Anyways, that is all the questions we have for this episode. If you guys want to send in any other questions, you guys can DM us on Nice Things Pod, or I will also put up occasional Google Forms every week before we start filming so that you guys can submit questions that way as well. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Peace, love, positivity, logic.
Christ, I hate you.